Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody, to Journey into the Light Radio, starting just a few minutes early here. I was just kind of eager to get to the show tonight. And Lisa Zayas is here, psychic medium, by taking your phone calls for free readings, so you can start getting in line now. Call on in. The number is 347-884-8245. Press the 1 on your phone. I know a lot of people will be listening to this show as well in the archives. Especially when they see the topic here. We're going to be speaking about Standing Rock and the pipeline and all that that's been in the news over the past year, and now it's started back up again. Pretty much thought we would be here at this point, and sadly we are. So we're going to talk about all of that. And, you know, what I wanted to say before I bring Lisa on for is – you know, that song I was playing, you know, We Are the World, you know, it's so relevant no matter when that's, when we are, but especially today, I sometimes, when I've been playing that song, pretty much most of the week, I kind of get a little bit teary-eyed a little bit because, you know, we are the world and we, you know, we should be striving to make the world a better place, as the song said. Yes, a safe place, but also a better place. And that means working hand in hand with each brother and each sister here in our country. And I'm not seeing any of that with this first week. And I know I've spoken to a lot of people on and off air, and majority feel the same way. And you know, most people that listen to this show is similar, as I have found, to my age. I'm 53, and most people are a little bit younger, a little bit older, so it's very similar. And we all have seen presidents come and go. We've seen presidents on the right and the left and a few in the middle. But I have never seen anything like this in my life. And I'm being totally honest here. I mean, I posted today, you know, the book 1984 from George Orwell, that I saw a story today that the book is in high demand again, with all this going on with the new president. And if people are not familiar with that book, it's basically the government saying that things are rosy and things are great and all this stuff, and none of it's true. None of it's true. And that's why I posted today about, I feel like we're in the George Orwell society and we're being told 2 + 2 = 5. I mean, we're told 3 to 5 million illegal votes were cast in the last election. Why? You know, and if that's coming from someone obscure or whatever, okay, fine. You know, people are entitled to say what they want, but from our own president, it's really eerie. It really is. I can't imagine people who voted for him really wanted this, and I know a lot of them definitely didn't want the executive orders that were signed yesterday on Standing Rock and other pipelines. But anyway, that's what we're going to talk about. And so anyway, but call in, and we are definitely going to be taking your calls for psychic readings here in a little bit. And or if you have questions or comments about what we're going to be talking about, please call in. Okay, so let's bring in our friend here, Lisa Zayas, to the show. Welcome, Lisa.
Hey, Michael, how are you?
Pretty good.
I knew that this was going to be an interesting show. I actually listened to the news just about 2 hours before the show, and I figured, all right, let me get all the scoop that I'm going to need, because I try not to listen to the news. I really do. I listen very little to it. So, there's a lot going on, and, this is a spiritual show, so I try to keep that vibration at all times, and I'm not saying it's easy. It's not. But we have to remember that we, as people, are always getting tested. And I always say that, you know, the spiritual people, they get tested the most. We do because, you know, we've read, we've learned, we have to walk the walk and talk the talk. And it's very important for all of my brothers and sisters who have taken the spiritual walk to now try to be that light for those that are operating in fear. You know, there are only two main feelings in this world. It's either fear or love. That's it. Those are the two basic. Everything else goes down to those, that common denominator. Are you acting through fear or are you acting through love? Now, I have been, praying. I have been sending, our new cabinet and our president as much love as I can. And my position on this is that this is just a test. I believe that this is a test. I believe in magic. I believe in the power of prayer. I believe we can change anything we want. But if we continue to act out of fear, and I know we did a show, Michael, probably when I first started about, the throat chakra, the gossiping and speaking ill of people, the blue, that's your throat, a really sensitive area. Operate through that. We really do. We cause ourselves a lot of damage. And it's that fear that causes everybody else to all of a sudden have this mob feeling that there's something wrong. Now, I'm not saying everything is rosy. I'm just saying that we just need to see things through. I believe with my whole heart and soul that we need to send prayers And if you can't be there in person, to send prayers, but never, ever to resort to this fear tactic. By doing that, all you're doing is allowing the dark energies, which people know what that is, the darker energies, just to take over your thoughts. And once you let that happen, you become those thoughts. There's no peace, there's no light in your day, and you become that.
I have to fix the phone. Okay. So what I'm saying is that we have to continually try to keep this as positive as we can. And I'm going to tell you something that really doesn't have anything to do with the election, but the power of what magic can do. Okay, magic is miracles. I like the word magic. I think it's just mysterious, so I like that word better. But for one full year, Michael, I have been feeding the crows. Every day I go out and I feed the crows. A family of five comes down. They never let me get close to them, but they come down every day. I've gotten so close to these crows that I am now have a relationship with them where they protect my chickens. They let me know if there's a fox in the backyard. They've warned me when there was a hawk around. And every time I go out there and I hear the certain cry from them, I know there's danger. Okay, this is this relationship that we have started. And it's magical. It's absolutely magical because it's my reality that I can have this type of life. Now, every day I feed these crows. And just last week, if you've seen my Facebook posts, you would have seen that I had new friends come. Three black vultures, a mother, a father, and a baby, that I practically hand-fed 6 inches from my hand. That's my reality. I believe that. I believe that these vultures now are a part of our extended family. Since last week, they have come three times. They are at my back door. They stay with the chickens. The crows were there, fighting off a hawk that was circling my chickens. And so I had this beautiful, magical event. What does that have to do with Trump? It has to do with your reality. What reality do you choose to live in? I choose to live in a magical reality. I choose to believe that I can have whatever I want and that my power of thought is more powerful than any gossiping that I can do on the internet and any negative thoughts that I can send out. That when I send out positive things around me, everything is a lot better. If we can all just wait and see where this is going, I believe, my counsel feels that has been telling me, it's hard for me to believe, but there is a loophole. There is something that we're not seeing. There is transparency that is going to be unearthed, and that we're going to see a lot of things that were hidden from us before. Yes, this is like a giant wrecking ball, and all of a sudden the house goes down, the building goes down, and you find things in the basement that you're like amazed at, things that were hidden from us forever that we didn't even know about. I'm not a big studier of numerology, although I am starting. So I'm just in my novice stage. So I decided to take Donald John Trump's name, and I kind of figured I knew what number he would come out with. And after doing his name, he does come out with a number 5. And number 5 stands for Roar Pure Change. That's what his name is. He was born to make change. That is what he is here to do. My number is a 3. I'm a catalyst to change other people. He is raw energy. That's what he's here for. And again, you know, let's back up, Michael, so that people would have a clearer thought of exactly what happened. When 2 years ago people were complaining about Obamacare and whatever they were complaining about, I'm not putting anything specific, but 2 years ago when people were griping, and this is where you have to watch your thoughts and your words, when they were griping about this and griping about that and, you know, the bridges are not good enough and people are coming in and taking our jobs, anything that this was going out into the universe was like a giant prayer chain that goes up into the universe. So think about it. 2 years ago, were people complaining 2, 3 years ago? Were they complaining about how much they had to pay, that they had to get new insurance? Were they complaining that people were taking their jobs? I've heard a lot of that. Were they complaining that they didn't have health care because they couldn't afford it? Again, I'm not saying anything bad about our previous president. I'm just saying, what were the thoughts of people 2 and 3 years ago? They were crying out that they wanted what? Change. as they were crying out for that, they, you know, through the conscious, the unconscious ability of our planet, they prayed. And they sent out these words, and they got someone who represented change. Donald John Trump represents the number 5. So he represents that raw change. You asked for this. We all asked for this. So in so doing so, I would tell you from this point forward to please watch your thoughts and watch your words. If you're not going to post anything that's informative, do not post anything at all. Spend your time trying as best as you can to send positive thoughts. What if there was something about this pipeline, and I'm not sure, I don't know, I feel like there's a loophole. What if this pipeline is done? Like, we're at this point where the stars have been chosen. He signed executive orders. It's like, okay, you know, the baby is born, we have the baby, so to speak. What do we do now? Can't change that. It's done. Executive orders are done. Stop complaining about that. Let's try to pray that there's some kind of loophole, something that will be good for both sides. Send out thoughts to the Creator, to your angels, and say, what is it? There has to be a solution for every problem that our nation has or that individual people have. Anything from the sublime to the extreme, there is always a solution. Some people don't want to see it. You know, Michael, there are people that just stomp and complain, and they complain, and they don't do anything about it, okay? And there's others that go to the other extreme. Great. But what about just hoping and praying and sending out some love that there is a solution that we didn't even see? Some backdoor amazing solution that comes through. It can happen. I never thought I would hand feed 3 black vultures. I wanted to do it. I did. I've been watching them for a week, and they came down, and now they're in my backyard all the time. That's my reality. It's what I wanted. We need to stop griping, and we really need to focus positive thoughts. You know, I also read in Neil Donald Walsh's book, Conversations with God. Basically, if you want to be happy, then be happy now. Stop being upset, because you cannot absolutely say that you love yourself and hate somebody else. And if you're watching this show, and if you're a spiritual-minded person, if you read all the books from the days of John Edward to Sylvia Brown to all of them, there's a common theme that you can't hate someone and be okay with that. You can't send out negative thoughts and think that that does not come back to you and cause a tornado of events in your life. It doesn't work that way. And as simple as that is, I will not get on the gossip thing. I will not talk bad. I will not look at the Facebook. I will delete items that are offensive on both sides of the situation unless they're informative and unless they're important that I need to know. But if it's gossip, I will not allow that in my reality. And what happens is that when people let that on their reality, it's almost like you let a virus in. You get in there and you start talking about it, and this becomes a real thing, a real poison in you. And you forget about everything else. You know, you have to say to yourself, how much of this can I take? I want to send out positive thoughts. If 10 of us send out positive thoughts, and we told 10 other people and so on, to send out the best possible results of these executive orders, okay, and to stop griping, we would see a huge change. We would see miracles happen. And I myself believe in miracles. I've seen them, huge ones in my lifetime, ones that I really should probably write a book about, as my husband tells me, organs coming into a person's body that just miraculously appear, extra organs that were prayed for. These are huge things that I personally have been party to. So I'm not speaking from someone that's just, you know, sitting on a mountain somewhere, you know, not involved. I'm very involved. I have a husband. I have an ex-husband. I have 4 children. I have 2 stepchildren, and I have a foster son. I have a lot in stake of this world. I'm not just one person by myself living in a nice little castle. I am deeply invested in our culture. I am deeply invested in the United States. But I will not take part in this gossip and this negative. It's suicidal to the people who do. And I would just ask everyone to step back and just be positive. Send positive, because it's only going to affect your immediate life. It's like drinking, what do they say, Dalai Lama says, it's like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. That's what you're doing. You're expecting the other person to die while you fester, and that you just hold on to this hatred. It's not right, and it's not good for anybody. And I've seen a lot of wonderfully spiritually people taking a road of hate, and it's these people that we have to hold the light. You know, it's the pastors, the rabbis, the spiritual leaders that really we have to hold the light. And if we don't, you know, we're going to make this negativity a reality. And Michael, you know that what we think becomes our reality. That's why we say as above, so below, as below, so above. These are not just silly words. These are the truth. As in heaven, so below here. As below here, so in heaven. So if we want to choose our reality, if we want to choose our miracles, we have to start by not taking in that negativity that causes a huge virus that goes right back to fear and then causes hysterics. It's a test, Michael. This is really just a test. We have to pass this test, and it's to stay in the vibration of love with your own family and say, you know what? I don't know what's going on. I pray that we see more transparency, but I'm going to hold the vibration of love. You cannot love yourself and hate someone else. It is an oxymoron that the universe just does not accept. What the universe will do for you is that if you hate someone else, you get that vibration right back at you. You get it in like threefold. It's a hard lesson to learn, but to hate someone else is to hate yourself and to cause yourself harm, whether that means you get sick, you get a cold, you don't feel well, whatever. These are the things that will affect your immediate life. Now, you might not realize that. It'll take someone who is maybe spiritual, who sees your vibration, who reads your aura, who can say, you know, you're holding a lot of stress. You're really hating that person too much. You know, you will find out that people who hate usually get heart attacks. People who hate have strokes. People who have not forgiven someone, who have resentment in their heart so badly, they have a lot of heart issues. And I can name a few people that I know that just will not forgive someone, and they have heart issues. So if you want to go on like that and you want to hate, you just might as well hate yourself, because that's how the universe works. And if people who are not spiritual and do not follow this path, they don't know. And that's fine. There's no judgment there. They're on their own path. But for people who are listening to the show, who listen to your guests, these guests who have been trained, who have been to schooling, who spend every waking hour, like I do, trying so hard to try to find that right, even keel, I am telling you, stop the hate. Stop the hate, please, because you are just affecting yourself. For 1 minute, just if you can just forgive one person, and say, you know what, I just forgive them, I will tell you, you will feel so much better. And then take it to the next step and say, I didn't vote for Trump. If you did not, just say, you know what, he's my president. And out of respect, he has a family. He has a wife. He has kids. He has grandchildren. Send him love. Send him love. Because if you were in that position, if you were in a position of power or something like that, you would not want others coming against your family. I told my husband tonight that I don't know what I would do if someone came against my four kids. I think you would see a very dark side of Lisa. I would hate for anyone to come against my kids or my husband. Do you think that he wants that? You know, we have to take this down to the basics. We have to go down to the denominator. Again, he has kids and grandchildren. Whatever you might think, he has a family. Put yourself in that position and just send him love that he will make the best decisions, that his counsel, like my counsel, gives him the best information, that his daughter and his son-in-law and all the people that he has there, that they will open their hearts and make the best decisions. We're all not going to like them. It's not going to make everyone happy, but we're going to have to stay on board and steer the course. So I know that's long. It's from the council. It's from my heart of hearts. I hope that anyone who's listening, just take a moment. Try to forgive one person and see how your body feels. You will feel like a weight has been lifted off your heart. And then look around. Look at those people who have heart issues. Think, are they holding something back? And you might be really amazed at how many people you know have stress in their neck, arthritis throughout their body, because they resent someone or they're hating someone. It's not necessary. Again, you cannot hate someone and love yourself. It's impossible. It's not my rules. It's the big guy's rules. So I wish you all love. I wish, you know, positive thoughts. Create your own reality. Make miracles. Make magic. And try just to be. Try to be and stay away from the TV as much.
So, and that's my thoughts on that, Michael.
Well, I think, you know, as far as hate and negativity, you know, is on someone or persons, is totally wrong. And I hope you weren't saying any guests on my show were doing that, because we sure weren't. But oh. As far as...
I don't listen to the show, believe it, Michael.
Okay.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm not nobody on your show. I'm actually talking from personal, but
okay.
No, I have not meant for any guest. I just, to me, listening to your show is wonderful, but I want to be authentic. And sometimes when you listen to other guests,
right.
you become them. So that's my take on that. So I don't listen
right.
to your show.
Right.
So that I don't even know. I wouldn't even know what your other guests are saying.
Right. Yeah, I didn't think so. Okay, and I agree with you all on that. You know, as far as you know, shooting negativity and you use the keywords. If it's not going to be a post as far as informing, you know, then just don't post. You know, like negativity. I totally agree with that. But I think like we had the chief on. It's important that we stay informed and that we're vigilant, because history shows us that if we're not, you know, bad things can happen to society. So it's just like a report I saw before this show a couple hours ago, done from live from Standing Rock, and they spoke to the leader of the group there, and they said that they don't know exactly what they're going to do, but they were going to resist, you know, all the way till the end, that they were not going to let this happen. And that's my only thing, is keeping people informed. And I think that's upon all of us to inform. Don't go sleeping. Gee whiz. And that's the great thing about social media. Because something like this is important. I wouldn't spend so much time talking about it if I didn't believe in it. Trust me.
No, I totally, and I mean no disrespect, like, again, to any of your guests. I would never say that because I don't listen. But the thing is, it's so important, because from history, when we didn't have the internet, think about all the horrible things that happened when we didn't have the internet, and we were like, oh, that can't be going on. I don't believe that, you know. How many times, you know, people still didn't believe about the Holocaust, and could you imagine if we had internet?
Right.
That never would have been where it did. I mean, my goodness. So, yes. Have to be vigilant, absolutely, you know, but in a positive way, you know, peaceful protest and keeping us informed, but not in fear, because what happens is that that spirit just seems to have other people who are of the darker energy. You know, when you have a peaceful protest, you know, I've heard that you had other people who initiate problems. And why, I don't know, but they have to be there. So you have this nice, peaceful protest, and then you have other people causing issues. It's always that dark energy that just doesn't want to go away. It just doesn't want to go away. So, yes, vigilant, absolutely, Michael. And what you do for the show and the things that you put on here and the guests you have, I mean, they're all, you know, their credentials are amazing. So we need them. We need all of them. We need everyone here to try to make a light. To make a life for some, you know, even for one or two people who go down that dark alley.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I want Trump to succeed. I want good things to happen, and a lot of the stuff that he is going to work on, I applaud that. I applaud, tightening up our immigration. I applaud that. We need to have a safe country to live in, because everything I post is because I don't want to see people hurt. So when he does that and we don't have these roaming gangs around, you know, and bringing in drugs, if I can stop that, great. I'm all for it. Yes.
I mean, the heroin, I don't, you know, I'm not saying where it's coming from, but heroin, where my kids grew up, I mean, they had to leave that area. It's so bad.
Yeah.
You know, it breaks my heart that this was a wonderful community, and it's literally, I mean, every day you could read another teen has died in that area. So somehow we need to stop. We need to be more vigilant. You know, we have to be America first and care for the people who are addicted and get them and have better, you know, better facilities. None of this 3 weeks in and then send them out on the street. You know,
right.
We need better. Michael, this could be like a 3-hour telephone con, but what you do, Michael, is so beneficial, and I applaud you. I applaud you for staying on it and keeping us all informed, because we need it, and we need you.
Yeah, well, thank you. I mean, that's you know, I love doing it. I love. And many people have said, you know, man, if I didn't get my news from your Facebook post, I don't know what I'd be doing. They're like, you know, I didn't know that's going on. I didn't know that. And like you said, the Holocaust would never have happened if we had social, you know, internet, you know, that we have, social media that we have now. And that's the beauty of it. So you can't just ram things down our throats. And all people, and we talked about this earlier this week, is all people need is no violence at all, just the power of the people. I mean, it took down the Berlin Wall. It took down the Soviet Union. Just the people did it. The mass amount of people did it. So that's all you need is people. So, yeah.
That was good, Michael. But I hope.
Yeah.
I just have to keep the positive, and we'll be okay.
Positive energy and lots of prayers, like you say. Totally believe in that too. And miracles. Miracles happen every day. So, yeah. So hopefully they find an answer in a positive way. So great. So, well, let's go to callers here and see who we have on the line here for Lisa Zayas. And again, the number to call on in, 347-884-8245. Let's go then to our first caller, area code 954. Welcome to the show. Can we get your first name and where you're calling from?
I'm Jessica from Miami.
I couldn't hear her. I'm sorry.
Jessica from Miami, is that what you said?
Yes, correct.
Oh, hi, Jessica. How are you?
Good, thank you. Before I even ask my question, even state my question, I completely agree with everything you were saying.
Thank you.
I'm a true believer. Like, you know, I used to be a very negative person, and whatever you set out in the universe is just going to come back to you. So I truly believe that. So I'm glad that, you know, you stated that, because it takes people sometimes to go through a lot of obstacles to realize that it's, you know, because we set our own negative energy, and that's why things come to us negatively. But I wanted to ask, you know, just a question, because if I'm in a relationship, I mean, I think it's good for me. My guts tell me it's good for me. But I just want to know, like, what do you see if this is something that, you know, I'm getting myself into that will be good for me in the long run?
Is this about a job? I didn't hear the beginning. Is it a job, you said?
No, a relationship.
Oh, okay. Okay, that's the part I missed. Okay. All right, the first card, I haven't drawn this card in a while.
This card is called Protection. And it's interesting because it's almost as if, like, you know, picture like a rack on your head, like a beautiful buck, where you're kind of keeping like a little bit of space between you and the person. And it says, control your emotions during times of transitions, shifts in life course, and accelerated self-change. It's important not to collapse yourself into your emotions, the highs as well as the lows. It says new opportunities and challenges are here. Also, it's a card about, like, the battle is always with yourself. And what I see what the counselor is saying is that you have to really decide what you want, Jessica. Like, who is Jessica and what does Jessica want? And taking the information from your past and using all that information and keeping a little space between you and this person to really make sure that this is the right thing to do. That's how that would progress. So it's a progression card and a protection card. It says timely action and correct conduct are your only true protection. So do things because you feel right about them. Do things in your time. You know, don't rush anything, and do it when your heart speaks to you. And if you, you know, if anything, you know, halts you along the way, then listen to that and say, okay, why? And then back off. Use your antlers, so to speak. Use your beautiful, you know, antlers to, like, make space and say, you know, back off. I'm not ready yet. Okay?
Yeah.
The next card is strength. And this part is also, I see a lot of change in you, Jessica. I think you talking to me before, I can see that you've really went through a lot of pain and you've really changed. And I think that you're emerging into, like, this beautiful butterfly, but I think you really had to go through a lot to get there. So you've changed so much, and you're still new to being a butterfly. So take that time to fully understand your wings and the power of your femininity and who you are before you dive into this relationship, because you're so new at being so different. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And like I said, very new at being this butterfly. You're just emerging. You're so different, and it's good. It's a good thing, but it's new. So don't rush into anything, and as you move along on this relationship, make sure it's on your terms. Okay?
Well, yeah, thank you. I completely agree. And the reason why is because I'm the type of person, I have a strong intuition, and in the past I never used to use it, but now I've been guiding myself, you know, with my intuition more, and I think that's what's been helping me make the changes that I had to make.
Like we did on the show, you know, I tell for everyone, if anyone's listening, take 3 cards, Jessica, and practice your intuitiveness. Take 3 cards, take 2 red high cards and 1 low black card, you know, two red kings and 2 of spade, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Turn it upside down, look for that 2 of spade, all right? That's how you practice your intuition, all right? Take those 3 cards, shuffle them, and look for that 2 of spade. Once you could pick out that 2 of spade, or, you know, get rid of the other cards and always target that 2 of spade, that means that your intuition is working. And if it's not, if it's a day that you're not sure and you're using the cards, then don't make a decision. It's a very simple thing. Anyone can do it. Use those cards often to constantly exercise your ability to choose wisely.
So you said 2 of spades and 1 king?
2 of spade and a king of hearts and a king of diamonds. Make sure the 2 red cards and 1 black card, and look for that black card all the time. Keep looking for it until you can pick that black card out. Just when the card's overturned, you'll start to see that the card rises. You'll start to see that the card has a shadow to it, or it's darker, and you'll be able to pick it out of the 3 every time when you're on target, when your intuition skills are right on target.
All right. Well, thank you for that advice. That's something that I'm going to start doing from now on.
My daughters did it when they were 7 and 5, and they did it really well. They thought it was a fun game, and they were really good at it. So, yeah, do it for fun. Just do it every day for a couple of, you know, couple of times in the morning and the night, and all it takes is a minute at night, a minute in the morning, and you'll get it. You'll get your intuition skills really toned.
All right. Well, thank you.
Okay. Have a blessed night.
You too.
Bye-bye, Jessica.
Okay, let's go next then to Connecticut, and let's bring in Amy.
Hi. Hi, Lisa.
Hi, Amy. Hey, how are you?
Good. I think I talked to you in October. Been a while.
Yeah, it has been. How's everything going?
It's going. It's going. It's interesting. Getting to what I have to ask you, it's basically like I had a rites of passage. Lot of change in the last 3 months for sure. I had the birthday in between, which is December. And basically, I told somebody how I felt and shared my feelings with him today. And, there's always my whole thing, my little 2 cents is that, you know, the door swings open or closed. And make sure that I know that it swings open or closed. You know, keep that in mind. And that really helped me. It was more like about speaking my truth. And it was just very enlightening. He's a really awesome person. And we're just friends. And it was just really empowering for me to speak my truth. So that's what I'm talking about with the rites of passage. So now.
Oh, well, you get the snake card, Amy. So that's pretty cool. So the snake card is the shedding of your skin.
Exactly.
It's a great card.
Yeah, I feel like there's new beginnings. I really feel like I'm ready for Mr. Right for me, because it's not because I want one after the other. It's just I shed and I feel new and fresh and alive, and I feel wonderful, actually. I feel
good for you.
Yeah. So I'm wondering what you see for that, or what the cards say.
Well, it says the paths divide and old skins are shed. And it says how skillful the means that free you to become truly who you are. So counsel's saying that you already shed your skin and that, you know, it was just exactly a nice process that you went through, submit and surrender, and that you realized. It says you must look closely at what until now you've proudly claimed as your birthright. So basically, sometimes people don't realize when they shed their skin. You know, my mom used to say that we die 100 deaths, and she was very psychic, but she didn't really do anything with it. And she would say you die 100 deaths before you become who you are. But along the road, you do go back into where you take that little girl that had that innocence and that joy, and sometimes you pull her to the forefront, and even though you shed your skin, you became a new person, you still have aspects that you like to take with you. So what I'm seeing is that the person that you used to be, and I would say at the age of like 15, 16, that person who, you know, I would say was untouched and innocent, that time where you believed in knights in shining armor, you took a piece of that, but your next card is the Labyrinth card of the Berries cards, which means you took knowledge too. So counsel is saying, yeah, you know what? You took the innocence of little Amy who wants the knight in shiny armor, but you also say, well, but wait, you know, let's not be silly here. We're going to be a little bit more picky. So what you're saying to me is exactly what the cards are saying, is that you're taking knowledge and innocence and making it into a beautiful package of who you really are. You're like a diamond that's now been shined. It's not in the rough anymore. It's actually a shined diamond. And you're ready to show other people, like, this is who I am. And what happens with that, Amy, is that when you reflect that light, you get back that light. Like we were talking in the beginning of the show, when you reflect that love and what you want and what's in your heart, that's exactly what you get back. You know, you have that innocence. And I'm not mean innocence is naive, but it's that innocence of dreaming that, yeah, I could find my knight. We all want that. But somewhere along the line, we lost it. And Yes. You know, at 48, I found it. You know, I'm lucky to say that I have loved twice in my lifetime, and I'm so proud to have been able to offer a second chance.
That's
and it's
awesome.
A wonderful thing. But I'm a little bit more wiser. I know who I am, and that's where you are too.
Yes. Yes.
All right. So I wish you much love. I think this is great. Good for you.
Yeah. So it feels, it was interesting because it felt like closure. It was building up, and all I had to do was walk through. And, I love the way he received it because he said, how can you reject genuineness?
Yeah.
You know, like he knew I was being genuine with what I was saying. And it was beautifully, I would have to admit, it was beautifully written by myself. I started on my birthday, December. And I didn't stop until last night, and today is when we met. So I just kept on tweaking and editing, and everything needed to make sense for me. I was very particular with how it was projected, and I wanted to be crystal clear. There's no ambiguity or any uncertainty. It was just very, very beautiful to even express it. I read it aloud to him, and what an experience. Yeah, it was so heartfelt, and he received it like that as well. And that was what was so rewarding within itself, is that was the gift.
Aw, because you spoke your truth. And when you speak your truth and you come from the point of love, it's a wonderful thing. And like, again, miracles happen when you have nothing to gain, but show your piece of your heart.
Yes.
And, miracles do happen. They really do.
Absolutely.
You have a great
that.
Night, Amy. Thank you so much for calling. Keep us in the loop. Let us know. Keep us in the loop.
Let us many blessings to you. Keep on shining. Keep on shining.
Aw,
thank you.
That's so sweet. Thank you.
Yep. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Amy.
Okay, take care, Amy. All right, bye-bye.
Aw.
Very sweet. Very sweet. Lisa, tell the folks how people can reach you and what you have on your website.
Sure. You can reach me at Lisa Zayas. That's my Facebook, Zayas. Okay. Also, you can reach me at my website, which is long, but if you remember the two things I do, hypnotherapy and Reiki, it's Lisa, hypnotherapy and Reiki. And there you can find, I make moon dance shawls. I've just completed another one, so I'm going to be posting that. I also have CDs for depression, for the winter blues depression, and for sleep meditation. So if you need to hear my voice, I do talk a lot slower on the CDs, not as fast. And it is channeled by counsel. So my voice is a lot different, and it comes directly from them. So that will help you, again, with sleep meditation or the winter blues or just depression. If it's not even the winter blues but just depression and you need to find that shining light, then this is a CD you can play anytime. It should really make you feel a lot better. Also, I am offering for your listeners a $10 off for a reading. So instead of $50 for the 40 minutes, it is $40. So all they have to do is mention your name or the show, and they will get that 40-minute reading. And just go to my website and send me a message on the contact list, and I will get right back to you. Tell me a day and time, and we will get that scheduled. And we'll do the Viking rune cards just like we do on the phone. All right?
Okay, very good. Thank you. And let's go up to Canada, and let's bring in Jane to the show.
Hi, how are you, Lisa?
Getting that noise
Hi,
Jane,
again.
How are
you?
Okay.
I'm great.
Good. What can we do for you?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I've got a whole bunch of things happening at the same time in my life right now, and I'm kind of feeling, inundated, I guess would be the word. So many things. I quite don't even know what to ask. My business stuff, I'm really feeling challenged with lots of things, different directions. None of it's really settled. My daughter's going through a lot of stuff. I heard you talking about drug use before. We're dealing with that.
Okay.
A lot of stuff. And I'm just kind of, and it's just sometimes it feels too much all at once.
It does. I feel for you. I do. my son, my foster son, the one I always say that he just never went home. He just lived with us. You know, he kind of packed up his stuff and didn't go home. I'm lucky to call him. Like, he is my son in every way, except I didn't give birth to him. He is struggling with demons. Unfortunately, he is now incarcerated. So we are praying that this might be the last thing. It's a sad thing. My biggest dream, Jane, would be to open up a rehab center that takes people in, you know, for the year and to work with them. I don't know how I can do it, but that if anyone's listening who has money, you know, contact me. That's my biggest dream. I really think I could do it. I know I could. If I had finances, I think I could do it. I know so many people who are on the recovery road who are clean for many years and are doing well. I lost my brother to it. So I have a really strong, my heart goes out to you, Jane. Your cards are very hard because it's called breakthrough. And breakthrough is when your card switches you, like everything that you've known is going to be flipped. Like you change into a 180 degree turn. And the transition is so radical that it says you no longer live the ordinary life in the ordinary way. So and you know what's going to happen, Jane? You're going to have to. It's almost like you kind of have to almost cut people, not cut people off, but you need to do what you have to do. And it's like you're like the ship. You're like the captain of the ship, and you just have to do what you have to do. And you will find the strength to do it, but it's almost like you have to steer the course. Because if you sat there and you really tried to figure out where you are and what you're doing, it gets so confusing. It's like, how did I get here? So it's almost better to try to be active and proactive than to try to figure it out at this time. You know?
Well, that's what I'm doing. I'm just busy. Keep doing. There's lots to do.
Yeah.
And I'm not really. I'm just doing that piece. But And
it does say that. I'm sorry, I didn't hear you. I'm so sorry.
That's okay. I cut ties with some things and some people that I just couldn't do it anymore. It was just draining.
Okay. It does have breakthrough. That's the card. If you ever want to look it up on the runes, the Viking runes, it's number 22, breakthrough. It's a beautiful card. And it does say that there's no reverse meaning for this. So it says, because the timing is right, the outcome is assured, although not from the present vantage point predictable. That means that at this point, you know that the poem Footsteps, where, you know, the footsteps in the sand, that famous poem where there was a single set of footsteps. That's the only way I can describe this card. This card right now is that they know that you're going through a lot, but they are carrying you. And even though you don't know that at the end it'll be okay, they say it will be. It really will be. And it says to rely on radical trust.
I feel that way. I'm not distraught. I'm not a wreck. But I'm just, I don't know how you would describe it. It's just tired in a way and just like, oh my God, here we go. It just...
Hey, you know what it is? It's like being in like a tornado and knowing that you have to save everyone and you have to do everything. Or, well, God forbid, like looking at your house and you had like a major flood or something happen and like not having time to think about it, you just have to dive in, pull up your sleeves and clean up the mess. And, you know, as moms, you know, and I'm not no disrespect to dads, but as moms, because I am one, you don't have time.
Yeah, I don't know anything about dads. Yeah.
Exactly. You know, we just do. You know, we're like on autopilot. You know, we see a baby crying, you see a child, you know, having issues. People around you are dealing with stuff, and we just go, and we just keep going until we're like, oh my gosh, I'm really tired. I would definitely say though, the counselor is saying for you though, Jane, to please take care of yourself by taking vitamins. Make sure that your, you know, blood work is okay, that you're not having any vitamin deficiency like D or anything like that. As we get older, we need that. So just make sure your iron and your D and all that stuff is okay. I just feel like you need to take more vitamins and to eat better because you're definitely
a
straining.
Well lately. Yeah.
I don't think you're having much vegetables and that stuff, you're depleting your energy supply. So, it wouldn't be a bad idea for you to even take a protein drink because you don't eat that well to even take one of those protein drinks. Yeah, well, nutrients and stuff.
Yeah, I was eating really well. Just the last month, I haven't been eating good. But.
Yeah, but it only takes a little bit of time for your body to start, like,
yeah.
you know, not attacking itself, but to not feeling well. You know, you might not realize
yeah.
it, and then like a week or two go by, and you go, wow, I really don't feel good. But it's already 3
yeah.
weeks, you know. So go take care of that. Your next card is opening. I know it's getting late, so let me just go really quick. It says that there's an aspect of yourself that's actually, it's almost like it has to go into a death and decay before you see the light. So I think there's a lot more towards your cards, but I would rather, you know, do it more on, you know, you and I together. It really shows that you're the light, and you're the one that's going to shine the light on everything.
Yep.
but in order to do that, you have to be healthy, Jane. Like, you need to be okay. All right? So you need to, like, get back on a better diet.
I have worked a lot on my health last year, and I got discouraged, I think, with the person I was working with. So I think that's what threw me right off. I got mad at her.
Aw.
You know,
when
I almost feel childish, you know, like, because it's like, I just got mad.
You're allowed to do that. Don't, you know what? Let that go. Don't let the guilt or judge yourself. Don't do that. That's the worst thing to do.
No.
Just tomorrow morning.
I know.
Tomorrow morning,
I gave myself some time. Yeah.
Aw, you have a good heart. You have a really good heart. And you know what? They're just carrying you along right now. You know, they really are. You're a huge light to a lot of people right now.
I know. And it's funny how that is, you know, like But I feel like, I'm alone with a lot of my own stuff. I guess that's the way it goes.
I know how you feel. The council's
yeah.
like, I could feel it. I know what you're going through. I've been there. So I just want to, you know, if anyone's listening, you know, send Jane some love tonight. We're all in this together, you know. I'll send
yeah.
you love tonight. And because you're a mother and I'm a mother. And when mothers aren't happy, no one's happy. So I will send you some love. And if anyone's listening out there, just go to sleep and send
you.
Jane love. All right?
Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Jane.
Keep us posted, okay? All right.
Well,
much love.
Thank you so much.
Where's the wisdom
Michael,
there,
was
Lisa?
Nice.
Yeah, it was.
We always have such great – we have a great show. It's a shame it's only an hour. You know, I say, it's a whole hour, but it goes so fast.
It does. We need a couple hours. But, yeah, words of wisdom there. If the mother is not happy, no one is happy, not even
no
the dog.
No one is. I can tell you right away.
Yeah.
Very true.
I know that. So I always work
on good to hear
keeping
you
the
laugh.
Mother happy. So.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, you have a blessed
All
night.
Right.
And, again, anyone needs to reach me, it's Lisa Zayas. Just Facebook me, and it's Z-Z-A-Y-A-S, and we'll see you next week.
All right, Lisa. Take care. Great show. We'll see you then.
All right.
Bye-bye.
All right.
Be well.
Take care. You too. Bye-bye. All right. Lisa Zayas to the show, and, yeah, I'll just send out some prayers and for all the folks here at the show. A lot of people going through a lot, and it's just good to do that and can kind of pick that up here tonight here. Always good to send prayers out, I think. So a lot of power in prayer, a lot of power in prayer. And I just don't think we hear that enough on spiritual radio. I'm not talking about this show, but I'm talking about overall spiritual talk. So, all right. That's it for tonight. I want to thank Bonnie so much, my producer. Thanks so much for being with me here, not in studio, but and helping me. And it's great. And so we'll start tomorrow, 2:00 Eastern tomorrow. So even an earlier start tomorrow. Got a couple of new guests coming on, and it's going to be a lot of fun. So we'll see you then. And if you can't make the afternoon, we'll be here in the evening as well. Take care. Be blessed, everybody. Much love to all of you, and good night, everybody.